I must admit, when I think of drowning in South Africa, my mind really does go to the ocean. And this is a press release in front of me. It's to announce a study conducted by the NSRI, the National Sea Rescue Institute. It's titled the South African Epidemiological Study of Fatal Drownings. They cover the period 2016 to 2021. And they say exactly that. It is an assumption that drownings occur frequently in the ocean and an abundance of resources are deployed to prevent these drownings. But the studies found most drownings occur in South Africa in freshwater. So let's try and understand this better. Dr. Jill Fortein is Executive Director of Drowning Prevention at the NSRI. Dr. Fortein, welcome. Implicit in your title is that you operate on the coast. Does the NSRI either have capacity or indeed mandates to work near rivers and dams, given the numbers that you guys are coming up with?
Yeah, good afternoon to yourself and your listeners. So, yes, basically the NSRI, National Sea Rescue Institute, by its name, says, yes, we are working at the coast, but our mandate is to save lives, change lives, and create futures. So our purpose is basically to ensure people are safe in and around water. And our department, the Drowning Prevention Department, implements various drowning prevention interventions throughout South Africa, not just at the coast. And part of those interventions need to address actual need. And hence, the rationale or the motivation to do this research study began. And from the data that we're finding is that actually there's a greater need for resources to be deployed inland. And the NSRI does have a few rescue stations inland, but more importantly, we also do a number of water safety education and survival swimming lessons inland. And so we are definitely deploying our resources based on this particular research study where it is needed.
So let's talk about the inland drownings then. I mean, are most of them in rivers, dams? Where's this happening?
So we classified freshwater drownings, and there's approximately 3,713 freshwater drownings across the six-year period.
Right.
And most of those drownings occur in freshwater, which includes canals, dams, dipping tanks, ditches, lagoons, mine shafts, reservoirs, rivers, stormwater pipes, streams, swamps, and wells. And so that's classified as freshwater drownings. And often these drownings are very avoidable drownings, and they happen there because they are not being manned or supervised by lifeguards or any type of authority. It's like nobody would think that people actually go and swim there.
Right.
But when it's hot and, you know, people want to cool off, they will basically swim in any body of water that they can find and which they deem safe, but it's not really safe and it's not been monitored by any sort of rescue services.
So, Dr. Fortein, what proportion of those are drowning in the course of, let me just call it leisure, i.e. swimming because it's hot or swimming because you're a kid and playing a game that involves being in water? And how many of the drownings are due to logistical and economic necessity, kids being swept away because they're crossing rivers to get to a school because a bridge has never been built in that covers the route they traverse to get some education?
Yeah, so if one looks at the drownings, we would say more than 50%, in fact, close on to 70% of drownings are drownings that are not linked to water-based activities. A very small proportion compared to those freshwater drownings are linked to water-based activities. So when you're going and swimming for the day or playing in your swimming pool, compared to those 3,713 drownings, a very small percentage is water-based activities. So, for example, drownings in a swimming pool, of the total population of drownings or total number of drownings, it's only 676 compared to the 3,713 freshwater drownings.
Right.
But more importantly, the drownings that are occurring between 0 to 4 years.
Yes.
Of the 7,400 and odd drownings that occur on an annual basis, 2,755 drownings are attributed to 0 to 4 year age category. And that's an alarming statistic because it's like, you know, these are people that shouldn't be swimming, and one would expect them to be supervised. So I think, you know, from our research, we're finding these things as findings from the study, and more investigation is required to determine exactly, you know, when, where, what time, was there alcohol involved, was there no alcohol, was it a rip current? And that type of information is not being collected in the drowning data. But nevertheless, this is important information to inform drowning prevention initiatives throughout South Africa.
Yeah, thank you very much to Dr. Jill Fortin joining us from the NSRI, because from everything she said there, I mean, if you want to address this issue, yes, you need more lifeguards and more support at the beaches, but then you also need more engineers and the better spending of public money so kids don't have to cross swollen rivers to get to school. Do you need swimming instructors in some of these communities, or do you need creches so that small children who are left unattended, perhaps because adults are gone, engaged in economic activity and survival stuff. Do we need creches, or do we need swimming lessons? I mean, it's an extraordinary mix. Lots to think about. People, by the way, who were, you know, engaged with kids and keeping them safe in water, respond, if you will, to those numbers and tell us what we ought to think about.